Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Demery, who's the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and we're together in Orlando. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
I'm great. Since 10 years you've been doing this, most people know your history. Before you came over here with Carpet One, you were with Orange Apron folks, and you spent a lot of your career in flooring. Let's talk about this meeting real quick. Just a couple things I'd like to talk about. First, attendance. How's attendance related to other meetings you've had?
We have a record attendance this year. I don't know the exact number. I was told it's over 1,200 people, but I do know it's about 84% of our total membership. So extremely happy with the attendance.
Okay. You know, I went to the Atlanta regional meeting, and attendance was up there. So is that telling us anything? Do you think that these retailers are getting out because they're feeling good about the way 16 is going to be?
Our members are feeling very good. We had a plan last year to double the industry average, which we did across the board as far as percentage comp increases. And we, of course, as you know, we measure everything on purchase volume. And it was interesting. All segments were up except sheet vinyl. Sheet vinyl struggled a little bit, but all the categories, LVT, wood, carpet, everything was ahead of the prior year. And that's the benefit of being highly diverse. The thing that everybody's struggling with is residential remodel replacement. Traffic is not what it needs to be. However, when you do commercial and Main Street commercial and builder and insurance restoration and multifamily, it balances out nicely. So all those segments for us, especially commercial, was up significantly last year.
So if I try to translate what you just told me, I think the industry's up maybe 3.5% for the year for 15. So you basically think you did twice that good?
Yeah, around that. I mean, we don't share the exact numbers, but believe me, we beat the plan and we took market share again.
All right, so the big elephants in the room, the home centers, the category killers, and then internet sales. So how do you think you're doing relative to that? Do you think you're taking share?
Well, again, if you base it on purchase volume, we took share versus what the industry publishes. And if you look at the internet, it's growing, albeit very small. Most of it, as you know, is in the form of area rugs and through other channels like Overstock and like Wayfair, Rugs Direct. We do have a strategy that we're planning out to participate in that side of the business. Eventually, you have to. You have to have some kind of e-commerce platform just to make it available. Is it a significant part of the business? No. Could it be? I doubt it. I think it'll get to a certain percentage. It's just another channel of competition. As far as the category killers, we all know the trials and tribulations that Lumber Liquidator is going through, so that remains to be seen what happens there. Unfortunately for the industry, you know, Floor and Decor was slapped with a, you know, class action suit on formaldehyde. But there's a lot of them out there. And Shop at Home, we know it's Empire, and we know it's all these regional players. They bought Luna. You've got the tile shops and Floor and Decor that's growing. But to me, competition shifts. You know, it used to be Sears. It used to be the furniture stores. You know, it used to be more paint stores. Well, now that's all shifted. I would like to not have to compete with the Costcos of the world. You know, if you think about it, specialty retailers make a huge commitment to their suppliers in the form of payroll, people that are experts, inventory in many cases, marketing and advertising. It's their lifeblood. And the warehouse clubs don't do anything. They take advantage of the traffic. They put an 8-foot section, and people walk by and they take advantage of it. They don't have payroll. They don't have inventory. They don't commit to supporting the business with any type of marketing or advertising that helps grow the business, at least the home centers, Lowe's and Depot. You know, when they advertise, it's a good thing. We all see kind of a lift, you know, so I hope they do more of it during the course of the year.
Yeah. You know, let me share some numbers with you. These are my numbers. Not you didn't give me these, but, you know, as we profile the Carpet One dealer, you know, there's roughly 900 of them. We figure they're doing about $2.5 million in residential replacement business. If the average order for flooring is about $3,500, that's about 700 sales they need to make. So as you look at their business, what are some of the big challenges that they're facing to grow their business?
Well, there's three that come up all the time, and it's moved over the last 3 to 5 years. Number one is finding qualified, both in installation labor, which is critically important, and we're working on a program to address that issue. And the second thing is qualified sales professionals. New millennials, the younger generation, they are not coming into this type of career or into retail selling, so that's a challenge. But we have a university, and we offer a Hire for Success program that's very successful. We placed over 440 retail salespeople last year all throughout our network of stores. So we have that resource available. So in addition to the installation labor and the sales professionals on the floor, the last one is traffic. You know, traffic for residential remodel replacement continues to be a challenge. And the traffic that you do get, it's hard to qualify them. You know, unfortunately, look what's happened. Go to 4 to 5 websites. What do you see? 75% off. Buy one, get one free. Ceramic tile for 39 cents. I mean, the expectation that we're setting in the minds of the uneducated consumer is very damaging on all levels. So why do you lose a potential sale? Well, they go home, they look at $1.99, they say, I need 1,000 feet, and all of a sudden a professional comes out, measures it properly, and says, well, it's not $1,900, it's $3,800, and they have sticker shock. They go, oh, what happened? So we have to spend a lot of time truly educating retail sales professionals and our members. This is how you properly educate the consumer. Not easy.
But what you're telling me is you're selling against lies or expectations that are just not real, that are out there on the internet. And another thing is, we profile what a Carpet One dealer is. He's second and third generation. He's probably been successful because he's living by the golden rule, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I think, look, nothing's changed in 40 years as far as people buying from people. People still buy from people. The most successful members we have are the ones that are intimately involved in their communities, the houses of worship, the little, all the old classic, Better Business Bureau, Chamber of Commerce. But as the new generation, next gen millennials, move into the marketplace, they have to understand that the way to get them is not just through repeat and referral anymore. You have to have a very, very dominant presence online. But if you're online, you have to have the right type of presence.
You mentioned diversity a minute ago, and a lot of your folks are testing new things, and some of them are getting in the cabinet business. So they're not just going to be purely flooring retailers, right?
Well, they should be pure flooring retailers first. You know, I got a kick out of John Triver's article. We have always said to our members, diversify fully in flooring. Do your core competency. You know, pick diamonds up in your own backyard. Look at where the custom builders are, the multifamily, the Main Street commercial. Make sure you're running on all 8 cylinders in floor covering. Now, if you have the financial wherewithal and you understand completely what it requires to build a diverse business, whether it's in window treatments and cabinets, etc., come to us. And thankfully for us, we probably have about 100 different locations that are doing cabinets. We have well over 350 that do window fashions. So our members get it.
One thing that I saw you were introducing this year, and I applaud, and I saw it also at the Atlanta regional market, consumers, homeowners, are moving away from carpet. And you've come up with a solution to capture some of that business back, and that's this Cutter Rug program. You're offering your members now an opportunity to custom make rugs and take some business that might have gone to an area rug in the past, right?
Yeah, and ours is a holistic approach. We also have a full training program behind it. We have a marketing plan to support it. We got a merchandising in-store plan with POP to support that. It's all about bringing the awareness level up. The consumer that comes in for a destination for LVT or hardwood does not think of a specialty retailer for a rug. They probably go online to Wayfair or Rugs Direct or one of those. But when they see what we're offering in the different custom designs that they can do, we're excited. We think it's a great way not only to build back more carpet share, but also to add incremental sales to that primary hard surface purchase.
I haven't been to the show yet. Most people that have been to these shows know that in the evening you have these, you know, trade show type environments, and you've got some new suppliers there this year, right?
Yeah, we do, and I'd love to give you the list. I think it's 18, and these are very significant players that we've been working with for quite some time. Our members are thrilled beyond belief, especially with 3 of them. Look, as long as we deliver incremental value to our suppliers, which we try to do, whether they're the largest in the business or the smaller ones, then they're willing to support the cooperative and be part of Carpet One.
It is interesting in this ever-consolidating marketplace that you bring in 18 new suppliers into the group.
Look, we are driven regionally. We have regional network groups of clusters of members that are located in a similar geography. We've got like 40 of them. They are an invaluable source back to our buyers and to myself and our merchants on what is happening within that geography.
So we've watched what the stock market's done in the last 5 or 6 days. What is your outlook for 16 when you walk around and talk to your members and you talk within your own management group?
Listen, we have some work to do. You know, I've always said, you're your worst competition. As business gets tougher, you have to get tougher. You can't sit back and do the things that worked in the past. And you have to pull different levers now. You know, you have to be a hunter. You have to make the right phone contacts. You have to have the right partnerships with complementary people. You know, there's nothing new, but you have to put in the time and effort. And in order to get to that, You've got to have the skill sets. A lot of folks don't, especially small independents, they don't have the resources. They don't have the tools and the education and the scripts and all the collateral and all the things that are provided through an organization like Carpet One. Again, I attribute their success this past year to the fact that they're getting it. Sitting inside the box under your four walls is no longer the way to do business. And they get it. They get it both digitally, and they get it with proprietary brands. They get it.
All right, Eric, it's great to talk to you and be with you down here in Orlando. Again, we're talking to Eric Demery, who's the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.